Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. We're on time this week, ladies and gentlemen. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let everybody know we're live right now while everybody's piling on in the room. I'm going to need y'all to hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, and hit that subscribe button, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to chop up some good game as we always do. We're also going to take some calls later on in the broadcast, so you guys don't want to miss that. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Keep that on deck, and I'll let you know when to call in. But for now, we're going to do a real quick commercial break, so don't move a muscle. We will be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
What's up, family? You guys need to check out this cookie company out of Houston, Texas called The Cookie Confidant. Man, they sell these beautiful, delicious, huge cookies right out of Houston, Texas, man. And the brother has been in business since 2017. And I've tried these cookies, man. They are bomb, bomb, bomb. Very delicious. My personal favorite are the chocolate chip pecan cookies, man. They are bomb. Y'all need to go to cookieconfidant.com. to get these cookies. Black-owned company, man. They got chocolate chip peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cookies with sprinkles, man. So anything you like in a cookie, they got it. So again, go to cookieconfidant.com. That's cookieconfidant.com.
Protect yourself and your loved ones with high-quality self-defense products. Urban Guerrilla Security was created to help arm and educate the black community on self-defense. Our products range from pepper spray, stun guns, security cameras, and much more. You can never be too safe. Visit UrbanGorillaSecurity.com today. That's UrbanGorillaSecurity.com.
What's up, family? If you want to keep your car clean inside and out, you need to do it with Royal Canary. Royal Canary is the best car detailing product on the market right now. It's a premium car detailing product that will beat any product on the market, guaranteed. And it's not just the first, but it's the only black-owned car detailing product on the market. So no more using all of those old, outdated, greasy, watered-down products. Step your game up at RoyalCanary.com. That's RoyalCanary.com. And use the coupon code FBA to get 5% off on your purchase. RoyalCanary.com.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
If you're ready to step up your Second Amendment game right now, then you need to check out the most well-respected, thorough, black-owned firearms dealership in the United States, and that is Redstone Firearms. Redstone Firearms is headquartered out of Burbank, California, but you can purchase firearms and ammo from their website wherever you are around the country. Not only does Redstone provide the most top-of-the-line weapons for your protection, they also offer consulting, education on up-to-date gun laws, and firearms training. So go to RedstoneFirearms.com right now. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Redstone Firearms.
If you are tired of buying expensive cocktails that are weak and leave you disappointed, order a drink from us at LiddyWithLee.com. All of our drinks are made with quality liquor, organic sweeteners, and natural juices. We ship domestically and offer delivery services throughout the NYC area. Here at Liddy with Lee LLC, we strive to provide you with a lit experience in a bottle. Follow us on Instagram at Liddy with Lee or check our website, LiddyWithLee.com.
Have you ever asked yourself when will black folks get divine justice? This is because our people do not have a divine force to call upon like the Haitians did in 1804. I'll teach you how to call on the universal God and manifest your desires. Whether it's money, love, a better career, a successful business, or better people to date, and most of all, the removal of pesky white supremacy, go to starknowledge.net now. And don't worry, this is not voodoo. You'll be learning to call on the divine force that you are already very familiar with. Go to starknowledge.net now.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Glad to have y'all back right here on Tariq Radio. Everybody hit that thumbs up button. Hit that like button, ladies and gentlemen. Let everybody know that we're here. Let everybody know that it's real. Hit that subscribe button. That's very important. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. A lot of stuff we're going to talk about on today's broadcast. Now, as we know, the Buck Breaking movie is the number one documentary in the world right now. You can still get Buck Breaking at buckbreakingmovie.com, buckbreakingmovie.com. You can also get it on Amazon, but Amazon is doing something very slick, ladies and gentlemen. And we called Amazon out today for doing this because a lot of people have been hitting me up saying that they can't find the movie on Amazon when they type it in the search engine. Now that Pride Month is going down, and we have this movie that's taking a direct shot at the white LGBT community and their racism, and we got this independent black film that's on some David and Goliath type of thing where we're an independent film outselling everybody. We were number one for damn near a month straight. And I don't mean number one documentary. I'm talking about we were the number one film, period, on Amazon. And you know that's a problem. So they gotta do their little subtle tricks that they do. Whenever black people are winning, you know, the dominant society, they're going to have to do their little slick, dirty trick. So in order to get this movie out of the number one movie slot, because we're beating out all of these major films, and now it's Pride Month, and understand, they spend billions of dollars promoting this Pride stuff. Family, as you know, every other day we're hearing about a new cartoon that's coming out with LGBT characters, because the dominant society, they realize that black adults, us, you, I, us, all of us who are grown and understand the game and who are woke, they've realized y'all can't really break us. We're already too hip to the game. They can't break you, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot break you with this agenda that they're pushing. They've tried for a long time to say, hey, being black and LGBT is one and the same. And black folks have collectively said, hell no. No, that ain't it. We ain't with that. So now what they're doing, they tried to co-opt our movement by getting the Black Lives Matter movement and that organization, loading it with a bunch of LGBT people so they can co-opt our movement. We've rejected that. We've called that out. This is why members of Black Lives Matter, some of the high-ranking tokens, they're stepping down. One of the leaders of Black Lives Matter in Minneapolis, he didn't call the organization out. So that thing is crumbling. He didn't call that organization out for the fraudulent behavior. the families of the victims are calling out that organization because of their agenda. So we're calling, as adults, we're calling the agenda out too much. So the white supremacists are like, well, damn it, we're just going to target your kids now. We're just going to go hard body at your babies. We can't get you. We done tried to co-opt everything. We done used our Negro minions and tokens and our non-FBA Sambos and Mammies. We can't break you, Negro, so we're going to get the kid. So we're going to put all of this LGBT stuff in cartoons. I've shown clips of Blue's Clues. They didn't had a pride parade in Blue's Clues. The Rugrats, they're talking about one of the adult characters is coming out as gay. The Proud Family, they got a bunch of LGBT stuff in there. So they're targeting our babies hard. So when you have a movie like Buck Breaking at the number one spot, that's a problem. How do they deal with it? Dirty Tricks. So now, in order to stop the momentum of Buck Breaking remaining in the number one spot on Amazon, they did a shadow ban in the search engine of Buck Breaking. So when you type in Buck Breaking movie in the search engine on Amazon, you can't find it. Now, if you Google it, you'll find it on Google. The page is still there, but they just made it so you can't search for it on Amazon. You know, little sneaky stuff like that to kill the momentum. So now the movie dropped down to number 9 right now. It's number 9. It's still in the top 10. Now, this shows the power of the film. The film has been shadow banned on Amazon, and it's still in the top 10 bestsellers. So, family, stuff like this, we got to be cognizant of it, and we got to play past that. Again, you can still get it on Amazon, and we need everybody to call Amazon out because of this little sneaky nonsense they're doing. And you can also just get the film on the site at buckbreakingmovie.com. But we have to understand there's going to be a pushback when we have stuff like this that's revolutionary, see? Creating our own media independent of the dominant society, that's revolutionary. There's all forms of revolutionary tactics, fighting, warfare, psychological warfare, propaganda. Propaganda is not a bad thing when the propaganda benefits your group. Propaganda is not a bad thing whatsoever. See, we use truth as propaganda. And we put these movies out, and these movies are the truth, and we use these movies to wake everybody up and to get everybody on code. That's a good thing. Family, I've been thinking, I've been having this idea that I've been kicking around because of stuff like this. Now, I'm not 100% sure I'm going to do it, but this idea is weighing heavy on my spirit, and I just kind of want to put the feelers out just to see what kind of support and just to see how much interest is in this. I've been thinking about putting together and building a hidden history museum here in Los Angeles. This is something that's been in my spirit. Something has hit me and told me this is what we need, because we have to be able to tell our own stories. For real, independent of the dominant society controlling or having their hand in it. I've been thinking about putting together a hidden history museum. And I got so many ideas for this museum. The museum will also act as a screening room. We'll also have a screening room in the museum where we can have our premieres, because in the last Buck Breaking movie release, a lot of the theaters were fronting on us. I didn't like that. That I didn't like. I don't like to be at the mercy of other groups. So I would like to have a museum that will have its bookstore in it, as many museums do. We'll have a screening room, so we don't have to worry about no big premieres no more, finding venues. We'll have our own venue for our premieres. Also, we'll have our own venue for our conferences. That's another thing. So I'm talking about this thing is going to be an all-in-one type of thing. But year-round, it will be a museum. People can come to the museum. I want to have it on Crenshaw. I was throwing the idea to some other people. They were saying we should have it by Melrose of Hollywood. That's cool, but I think it's important to have it on Crenshaw. I'm talking about right across from like around the Leimert Park area for my LA people. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And the museum, man, we'll just have a lot of stuff. I mean, we got 7 films, man. So we'll have stuff from the movie. We'll have artifacts we can bring in. I've been looking at sculpting, looking at companies that does the bronze sculptures where we can reenact things. Because when you go to a museum and see things, see the sculptures of reenactment type scenes, it kind of brings the history to life. And there has not been a museum really run by us, family. We don't have a big museum that's really, really run by us. The African American History Museum in DC, I mean, a lot of people have complained about it. It's a big, elaborate museum, but it just basically tells the basics. You know, there was some slavery, there was civil rights, and hey, there was Obama. Yeah, the African American History Museum in DC, it don't really go there. Plus, you got a lot of white curators there. You got white people teaching hip hop there and stuff like that. Oh man. Somebody said get the Vision Center in Leimert Park. Y'all better holler at me, man. All my LA people, talk to me, man. Let me know what's available out here. Because I'm thinking I was down there. A few days ago, there's a vacant lot over there for like $3 million. I'm thinking about, hell, if push comes to shove, we'll just build this thing from scratch. But if there's a building already available around the area, my LA people, holler at me. Give me some of your ideas. I'm open for ideas to make this thing work. Because we have to understand, and I've been wanting to put a business down there in that area for a long time, ever since our brother Nipsey met his demise, unfortunately, because the Nipsey death, that really put a hole in the spirit of Black LA. That really messed with a lot of us out here. That really put a cloud over the spirit of brothers and sisters out there in that area. So I want to put something there that's going to be the heart of the city, the heart of Black LA. This thing is really heavy on my spirit, man. And I think we can do it, but I just want to see what type of support we get, because if I put all that energy, because I'm going to put all my energy into it if I'm going to do it. And it's an if, I'm not 100% yet, but I want to see what kind of support we're going to get, because I want to make it a tourist attraction where people come into Los Angeles and to the South LA area to visit that. We don't have any monuments that people can visit. What we have right now is Nipsey's death site. That's the monument in LA right now. I don't want I don't want the community to be defined by that. I want the marathon to continue. We got to keep these businesses going because they're really gentrifying that area. You dig? So again, y'all hit me up with some ideas, man. Let me know, and this is going to be a community thing. Let me know what kind of ideas y'all have for it. I got so many great ideas. If we get a museum, and we can have a Black inventor section strictly about the Black inventors. I mean, this thing will be just filled up with stuff. I can talk about, we'll have a resistance section talking about the resistance and the revolutionaries. There's so much we can have. Oh, man, the ideas are just out there, man. The ideas are out there. But again, y'all hit me up, man. Let me know if this is something that the community will want to get behind. You know, it'll be based here in L.A. Some people are like, you should have it in Atlanta. No. It has to be out here in L.A. It's very important that it's here in L.A. We could possibly put it somewhere else, but I really, really, really want to put it down in South Central LA. But holla at me. But anyway, let's get to the topic of the show. Yeah, we need to own the buildings. That's the most important thing. I ain't trying to lease nothing. That's why I want to know what buildings are out there so we can buy the building. I ain't leasing a damn thing. That's not happening. I want to own the building outright. We have to own it. We have to own that building outright, just like Nipsey did. Nipsey went and owned that shopping area over there. That's why they had a problem with them. See, this is why we got to get the community behind this stuff. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to my international people. I see a lot of people shouting out from Canada and all other places. Oh, yeah. Somebody said, why not? They got a Harry Potter museum. Man, they got museums for everything. Man, we just don't have a museum for real history. And I will call it the Hidden History Museum, where we talk about a lot of stuff that's not in all these other museums. About our history, talking about our history and making it fly. So that's what it is. But anyway, let's get to the topic. Today's topic, I'm talking about plantation comforts. Now, family, what you're looking at on the screen, that's the Congressional Black Caucus. That is Sheila Jackson Lee out here cutting a jig. They went out there to Tulsa right now. Everybody's talking about Tulsa. And what's going on is that the Democrats now, they're latching on to Tulsa to kind of use it to get black votes. They're doing a lot of symbolic things. They've sent a lot of their Democratic Negro minions out there to dance a jig. This is Sheila Jackson Lee dancing right here. The Congressional Black Caucus was out there literally buck dancing in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in commemoration of the Tulsa Race Massacre. That's Sheila Jackson Lee out there looking like Wheezy Jefferson shaking her ass to commemorate the race massacre of Tulsa. I mean, just silliness, silliness, silliness. But they're milking the Tulsa thing because they're trying to get votes. They're not doing anything, and I'm talking about the white Democrats. They're not doing things for Foundational Black America. So this is them trying to make a lot of noise out there in Tulsa to acknowledge it, to acknowledge what happened, so that when election time come around, they'll say, hey, remember we were out there in Tulsa? Remember everything we said? So we didn't neglect black people. We were out there talking about justice for the people of Tulsa. So this is them trying to, you know, prep for election season. And we're not buying it. We're not buying it at all. See, what they're doing now, this plantation buck dancing, see, what they're trying to do is make the plantation comfortable. Massa is saying, hey, we're not going to give you Negroes something, but we don't want you Negroes to run away, because if you run away, you might become Maroons and then start attacking us. So what we'll do, we'll try to make the plantation as comfortable for you as possible. We'll let you dance. We'll bring some white folks out there to look at you. See, look at the picture. You see a lot of white people, a couple of white people looking at the Negroes dancing, clapping and singing along, because we know you Negroes love white attention. So we'll have white people come out and look at you Negroes. And we'll say this is a big kumbaya. We're all equal. And this is a big rainbow love fest. Now, we're not going to give you Negroes anything tangible, but we'll make the plantation as comfortable as possible. Now, understand, we're not going to be as mean as the other plantation owner like Donald Trump. We're not going to be a mean old racist like him, us Democrat racists. You know, we're going to kill you every now and then. We'll kill your kids. We're going to shoot your babies. And you're not going to be able to punish us through our system. But you know, that's just the cost of doing business. At least you old Negroes and Negresses will be comfortable on this plantation. See, that's the name of the game, to keep us on the plantation by committing to voting. Because, see, family, if you vote, that means you still have some faith in the system. It's very important for them to get you to vote. Yeah, we're not giving you a damn thing, but we need you Negroes to vote just so we'll feel comfortable. Because if you're voting, you're not going to act like a Maroon and get out here and find justice and get into pull-up business. See, they want to stop black folks from getting on the pull-up summer vibe, where you just show up to the homes of these race soldiers. See, they don't want it to get to that level. So we got to get you on this plantation. Hey, bad things happen. We're all in this together. They're going to run that game. And family, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play some clips of Joe Biden's Tulsa speech. And I'm talking about it is butter biscuit bullshit on top of bullshit. It's loaded with BS. And we're going to break down, oh, Massa Biden's speech. Now let's get into it. Let me play the first clip where he, and this is another thing, they had, he was doing his Tulsa speech, and they had a lot of these Boule congressional black Sambos in there just clapping for everything, or just acting like he's just spitting so much hot fire. They're acting as the cheerleaders in this nonsense. But here it is. Hold on.
For black families in Greenwood, financial security and generational wealth. If you come from backlines like my family, working class, middle class families, the only way we ever able to generate any wealth was inequity in our homes. Imagine what they contributed then and what they could have contributed all these years. Imagine a thriving Greenwood in North Tulsa for the last 100 years, what that would have meant for all of Tulsa, including the white community. While the people of Greenwood rebuilt again in the years after the massacre, it didn't last. Eventually, neighborhoods were redlined on maps, locking black Tulsa out of home ownership. A highway was built right through the heart of the community.
Those are the Sambo Congressional Black Caucus coons cheerleading, just clapping over everything. That's not deep what he's saying. You're stating the obvious. Notice Biden says nothing about tangibles or giving back what was taken from the black people in Tulsa. No reparations package or anything.
Lisa, I was talking about our West Side, what 95 did after we were occupied by the military, after Dr. King was murdered. The community, cutting off black families and businesses from jobs and opportunity. Chronic underinvestment from state and federal governments denied Greenwood even just a chance of rebuilding.
I mean, they're clapping over, these Sambos are clapping over everything. They're trying to act like he's saying something so deep, and they were instructed to do this, guys. He ain't saying nothing deep. Nigga, you stayed in the damn obvious. We know all this. What are you clapping for? We know all this. Where are you going to compensate? Where's the recompensation? Where's the compensatory justice? See, they keep clapping for him, acting like what he's saying is so deep, because this is a distraction, because there is no compensatory justice. He never gets to talking about what's going to be done about it. How are you going to fix this? How are you going to rectify this? They never get to that. Let me play some more.
Black wealth creation that will also help the entire community.
Hold on. Oh, let me take this back. Hold on. Oh, Lord, they're just clapping over everything. Hold on.
Administration, including our Housing and Urban Development Secretary, Marsha Fudge, who's here today. Because today, we're announcing two expanded efforts targeted toward black wealth creation.
Uh-oh.
That will also help the entire community.
In the same sentence, we're going to do something to help black wealth creation that's also going to help the entire community. Here comes the bullshit now. Okay, the entire community didn't have goddamn bombs dropped on them. Family, we got to let these folks know this is insulting. The entire community didn't have their communities destroyed. It was black people. Here they go with this. We gonna give something to everybody and you Negroes are included. Here comes the bullshit. Now, remember, they didn't do this for Asians and they didn't give these long, drawn out Easter speeches for Asians. They immediately gave Asian people tangibles. They didn't give these long speeches. They gave long bills to give Asians tangibles with millions of dollars to Asian organizations because of the racism that they've experienced for a year.
The first is my administration has launched an aggressive effort to combat racial discrimination in housing. That includes everything from redlining to the cruel fact that a home owned by a black family is too often appraised at lower value than a similar home owned by a white family.
What? Okay. They're clapping over the obvious.
And I might add, and I need help if you have an answer to this one. I can't figure this one out, Congressman Horsford. But if you live in a black community, and there's another one on the other side of the highway, it's a white community, it's built by the same builder, and you have a better driving record than the guy with the same car in the white community, you're getting paid more for your auto insurance. Shockingly.
Okay, just talking about, okay, I'm recognizing all the racism black people experiences, all the racism that you guys experience. Now, we're going to give something to everybody because you experience racism. See, we got to start calling this nonsense out majorly. This is insulting to us. Hold on. Let me play some more of this bullshit.
That is assigned to me to spend going to American companies and American workers to build American products. And as part of that, I'm going to increase the share of the dollars the federal government spends to small disadvantaged businesses, including black and brown small businesses.
Okay, I'm going to give something to help small businesses. That's everybody, guys. Everybody has a small business, white people, Asians, and including black and brown. Now, what are we talking about black and brown? There were no brown people, quote unquote, in Tulsa. Why are you in Tulsa talking about some goddamn brown people? Who are the brown people? It was black people that got ran out and bombed. Who are you talking about? Family, we got to start calling this stuff out. They didn't do this with Asians. They didn't get with Asians talking about we're going to lift everything up for everybody and Asians are going to be included in that. No. They gave specific tangibles for Asians, but when they get around to black people who done got bombed, Asian people, a couple of them done got jumped on and beat up for the last year, and they're specifically giving them tangibles. Black folks who are still alive were bombed. The United States government and the National Guard all work together, and that's another thing. Stop letting them use that white mob did this in Tulsa as if it were some type of small, insignificant group of white vigilantes. It was the United States government in conjunction with the white mob in Tulsa that committed that racial massacre. It was the National Guard that came in from the United States government who assisted the white mob. The National Guard came in and started rounding up the black people. It was the government who participated in that, and it was the government who did not compensate the black people for that. It was the entire system of white supremacy that worked hand in hand. It wasn't just some random white mob. Let's tell this thing like it is. Let me play some more.
Right now, it calls for 10%. I'm going to move that to 15% of every dollar spent will be spent on that. I have authority to do that.
Hold on.
Anyone doubt this whole nation would be better off from the investments those people make? And I promise you, that's why I set up a National Small Business Administration that's much broader, because they're going to get those loans. Instead of consigning millions of American children to under-resourced schools, let's get each and every child 3 and 4 years old access to school, not daycare, school.
Okay, so let's give, black people were bombed and killed. So let's give money to all the children in the country, including the children of the people who bombed the black folks. See, when they talk about we're going to do something for all people, that includes the people who practice white supremacy too. So we're going to uplift their children too so they can practice more white supremacy. We're going to give more money to the white supremacist small businesses, too. You see? Where are the Biden sexuals now? Where are you Biden sexuals? You Biden voters. You Sambo Biden voters. Let me play the rest of this. Hold on.
Work and play safely. Let's ensure access to health care, clean water, clean air, nearby grocery stores, stocked with fresh vegetables and food that they, in fact, deal with. I mean, these are all things.
Because that's what they needed in Tulsa. When they dropped bombs on the people, this is the first time bombs were dropped on people in the United States. They just needed some damn vegetables. That's what they needed.
Dude, does anyone doubt this whole nation will be better off with these investments? The rich will be just as well off. The middle class will do better and everybody will do better.
It's all about everybody. Let's help everybody. And that includes you Negroes. Family, this game is going to have to stop. if y'all keep voting for this shit, we're just going to be back on the plantation, if that, or in concentration camps. Y'all cannot keep voting for this type of shit. Y'all can't keep getting on this treadmill voting for people to come out and insult you.
It's about good paying jobs, financial stability, and being able to build some generational wealth. It's about economic growth for our country and outcompeting the rest of the world, which is now outcompeting us. But just as fundamental as any of these investments I've discussed is maybe the most fundamental. The right to vote.
Oh, Lord. The right to vote. There we go. There we go. And now these niggas are giving a standing ovation. These congressional-backed black coons are giving a standing ovation now. The Congressional Black Caucus are the biggest suck-asses on earth. These are the most worthless, useless Negroes on earth. I swear to God, man.
A lot of the members of the Black Caucus knew John Lewis better than I did, but I knew him.
Oh, Lord.
On his deathbed, like many, I called.
They're talking about John Lewis like that means something. That don't mean nothing.
John, to speak to him. Rev, all John wanted to do is talk about how I was doing. He died, I think, about 25 hours later. But you know what John said? He called the right to vote precious, almost sacred. He said the most powerful, nonviolent tool we have
in
a democratic society. This sacred right is under assault with incredible intensity like I've never seen, even though I got started as a public defender and a civil rights lawyer.
Oh, stop it.
With an intensity and an aggressiveness that we've not seen in a long, long...
Okay, that's enough, guys. Okay. Enough of that horse shit. Okay. Okay. So notice he's tried to bring up John Lewis, and they had those congressional black coons in there acting like Sambo plantation cheerleaders. Oh, yes, Massa. Massa really telling it like it is, Massa. John Lewis said that the most powerful, nonviolent thing you can do is vote. That goes back to what I said earlier. See, they got to have you back on that voting treadmill, because what's going to happen? If you stop voting and you say, I don't have any confidence in this system, they're afraid that a maroon society is going to form again. See, when you become a maroon, and this is why we're doing a movie about the maroon. See, when you start thinking like a maroon, we're thinking outside of that system. We know, the maroons know that that system doesn't work for them. We're going to have to operate outside of that system, and then we're going to have to attack that system. Any system that aggrieves us, we cannot have any faith or confidence that they're going to bring justice. So as maroons, we're going to have to bring our own justice. That's why they brought up John Lewis, because John Lewis got his ass whooped and said, hey, the Lord knows my heart. Y'all whooped my ass, but I wanted the police to whoop my ass some more, because I'm sacrificing myself like Jesus. Jesus got beat too. And we still need to vote. And we just have to vote and just keep on voting, because I got beat. You can't give a reason why we should vote. No tangible reason whatsoever, but just vote because we got beat for the right to vote. That ain't cutting it no more. Maroons. Yes, the maroons. Somebody said, what's a maroon? Maroons. See, this is why we got to do the movie. A lot of people in the chat room don't know what a maroon is. See, I got a movie coming out about the maroons. I got a movie coming out about the Maroons. I'm going to break that down so y'all know who the damn Maroons were, guys. This is why I really need to do the museum, too, so that we can have a place where people can go to get some real damn history. That's my bad boy. The Maroons in America, the term maroon came from a Spanish word. It's an English amalgamation of a Spanish word, cimarron. Cimarron eventually turned into maroon or maroon, and cimarron also translated and turned to Seminoles. And we had maroon societies here in the Americas that's never talked about. That's why we're doing a movie about it. I'm doing a lot of research now. We're going to be shooting on some of these plantations. I'm learning about a lot of stuff, man. Do y'all know there was a martial art form here in North America called knocking and kicking? That's not discussed anymore, that these Maroons were practicing in South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. There was a martial arts called knocking and kicking. My brother, Grandmaster Voice, he's a martial arts brother I've been knowing for 30-something years. He was hipping me to this stuff. We're going to be discussing this type of stuff. You understand? Those Gullah Geechees, man, they were doing all types of shit, man. Because remember, you had some of the native black people here who are already here, but they were mixing in with some of those Angolan Gullah Geechees who were coming over. It's some real heavy stuff, man. Y'all just going to have to wait. But let me play this clip. There's a clip of Sheila Jackson Lee at the Tulsa celebrations and the Congressional Black Caucus after they did all their buck dancing. They did a real quick interview. This is Sheila Jackson Lee after they did all that samboing and after Massa Biden's bullshit speech. Listen to Sheila Jackson Lee.
I want the record to show we are the Black Caucus.
Okay, this is another person from the Black Caucus. I don't know what her name is, but it's a bunch of them standing here doing an interview. Hold on.
I want the record to show we are the Black Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus. This is our power and this is our message. We show up, we fight for the rights and freedom of our people and the rights and freedom of this country.
Okay. They didn't show up and fight for nothing. These Negroes showed up, and as you see on the screen, they showed up to shake ass. Nobody was talking about reparations for the black people in Tulsa who were aggrieved and their descendants. If this happened to Asian people, it would be a two-minute speech where they're talking about how much money they're going to give to the Asian community, all types of Asian development. They wouldn't be talking about, we're going to give something for everybody. That includes you niggas. They're not going to talk like that. So the Congressional Black Caucus didn't do anything that showed any power. They went out there and did powerless coon shit. They went out there tap dancing like plantation minions. There was nothing powerful about what they did. They did not advocate for any reparations package for the black people in Tulsa, Oklahoma. No type of development specifically for the black people in Tulsa. What they should do, they should go out there and say, hey, look. The families and their descendants, they need a check from the government for participating in that massacre. The black areas of Tulsa, there needs to be specific development there. There's going to be a Marshall Plan where we develop these black areas for black businesses. None of this small business bullshit. Give the money and the resources to the people who were aggrieved. That's easy to say. But these sorry ass minions got to toe the line for Massa. Hold on.
Our message, we show up, we fight for the rights and freedom of our people and the rights and freedom of this country.
And under the chairman.
Now, this is Sheila Jackson Lee talking now.
And under the chairmanship of Chairwoman Joyce Beatty, we continue to be the conscience of the Congress, but we continue to act, and when we speak.
The conscience of the Congress. We're morally going to take the moral high ground. Watch the words they use. When we're the moral compass, we're the conscience of Congress. We're not going to get anything tangible for you niggas, but we're going to go in there and let people know how bad we felt about y'all getting abused. That ain't cutting it no more. We don't need no conscience. We need cutting the check. We need tangibles. We need compensation. We don't need this conscience morality bullshit no more.
Chairwoman Joyce Beatty, we continue to be the conscience of the Congress, but we continue to act. And when we speak, and when we put our message and our power forward, we generate legislation to help the people of this country who cannot help themselves. It is the Black Caucus that continues that leadership, lifting all boats and lifting our colleague together.
Lifting all boats. Shut the fuck, man. Okay. Lifting all boats. We are the Congressional Black Caucus, lifting all boats. You Sambo-ass Negroes, and Sheila Jackson Lee is Jamaican. She's not even a foundational Black American. Don't forget that. when it comes to us, the so-called Congressional Black Caucus, it's all about everybody. You go to the Asian Americans advocacy sites, all they do is talk about what they're going to do and what tangibles they're going to get for Asians. They don't say shit about nobody else. You go to these Latino organization sites, they talk about what they're going to do tangible for Latino groups. You go to the Jewish sites, they talk about what they're going to do for the Jewish community. You go to the Red Native American, and we got to be very clear who the Red Native Americans were. They talk about getting tangibles for the Red Native Americans. But when you go to the so-called Black Caucus, it's we's lifting all boats. We's all about the conscience of the community. We's morally. Stop. Family, we're going to have to stop that nonsense. We got to stop that. We're going to take the moral high ground and not have nothing. That's plantation talk. That's a disgrace. And Black folks, I want us to get off this thing where we're scared to start. Stop acting scared of money. That's another thing. Y'all scared to say to these people, hey, give us our damn money. Stop being afraid of money. That's something we got to get off of. We got to stop being afraid of money when it comes to us getting what we're supposed to get. Because, see, we've been told by the white supremacists there's some type of moral high ground in being impoverished. Like, Jesus was poor. See, we get told that. Yeah, I might not have money, but I'm rich in morality. See, that's something that the white supremacists put into the Black community. Where a lot of Negroes think there's some kind of honor in poverty, where you're scared of money. You're scared to say something about your damn money. Unless it's crumbs. Now, you'll argue over some goddamn crumbs. But I'm talking about some real paper. We're supposed to be papered up. We're supposed to have paper. We're supposed to have resources. This is why whenever some of us start making money, we get a lot of these Sambo Negroes. I mean, why you got all that money and shit? How you get all that money? What you get all that money for, nigga? You making all that money and shit. You got people bucking their eyes when some of us do start making money. We're supposed to have money, guys. You can't do a goddamn thing without resources and money. Let's stop this money shaming and this money fear. Stop being afraid to get money. And tell people that you need the money that you work for and you need the money that you're owed. Don't be ashamed of these white supremacists trying to tell you, you begging, hey, look, oh, you're trying to get something for nothing. The something for nothing game is monopolized by you white supremacists. You have monopolized the something for nothing game. Y'all better stop being scared of money. Because see, a lot of Black folks think, if I get a lot of money, the white folks gonna get me. If I get a lot of money, they is gonna get me. They gonna do me just like they did Tulsa. See, the white supremacists terrorized a lot of Black people who were financially stable. Yes, they did. They did terrorize a lot of Black people who were financially stable. This is why Black folks have to network. See, when we get our paper up, we better start networking with other Black people in other communities so that we can protect each other. If you listen to the beginning of this show, what was I talking about? We had ads for Redstone Firearms. It's a Black-owned firearms store. These are the people you need to be connecting with. We need to be connecting with other communities. We don't live in a vacuum. We have to understand, we have to reach out and look out for each other and protect each other. See, that's one of the reasons if we get a museum, I want to have it in the South Central area, really for security reasons. People think, well, man, you got some niggas up there who are robbed. I ain't worried about that. See, if we get a museum, see, I'm going to keep my eye out on these damn white supremacists. Because, see, the white supremacists, if I had it somewhere in Beverly Hills, the white supremacists would easily go up there and try to sabotage the museum. But they'll have a more difficult time coming down to Crenshaw with that stupid shit. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, if we get a museum that's really popping and we get that thing over there by Leimert Park, the white supremacists, they'll think twice about coming down there on that stupid shit. You feel me? You really think twice about coming down there with the bullshit. But the thing is, we have to understand the importance of networking with each other to protect each other. If we do get our money game up. You understand? We have to be able to network with each other. And the thing is, right now they're pushing very hard to get us to keep black people on that Democratic treadmill that's going nowhere. We're not going to get anything. We're just going to keep running in a circle while getting nothing. And, you know, they've been trying to bring Obama out. They've been wheeling him out left and right. I saw an old interview of Obama when he was in Kenya back in 1990. I saw this circulating online. I want to play a clip of Obama when he was in Kenya. Now, you remember, Obama's dad is Kenyan and his mother's white. And this is an interview he did in 1990. He was over there in Kenya, and he said something very interesting about how the Kenyan people and the African people feel about foundational black Americans. And remember, he's not a foundational black American, so this ideology, you know, kind of seeps into them. But he said something very interesting. I want y'all to listen to this. Hold on one second. Hold on.
You learn a lot about the beauty of black people just being around a lot of black people, feeling as if they're all around you, and in some sense you belong. Even though, ironically, a lot of Africans will look at black Americans and say, ah, they're wazungus, or, you know, they're white people.
Oh, okay. Did y'all catch that? He said a lot of Africans. Obama said, it's a beauty being around a lot of black people, whoop-de-whoop. But he said a lot of Africans will look at black people and call them Walulus. I think that's the name, some kind of name, he said. And he said that the Africans say that black Americans are white people. Hold on.
Ironically, a lot of Africans will look at black Americans and say, ah, they're Wazungus, or, you know, they're white people.
So a lot of Africans will look at African Americans and say that they're white people. And let's be clear, that mentality is prevalent among some of the African coons. Mazungus, whatever. And the ironic thing is, Obama's dad is African. Talking about, they think black Americans are white people, and Obama's dad ran and found the first white pussy he can run up in. Nigga, if anybody thinks like white people, nigga, have you been over there? Nigga, who thinks like white people? Nigga, when these Africans come over here and they send the coons over here, they send a lot of the coons over here. When they get over here, nigga, y'all run to white people. Using their same white supremacist talking points. Yeah, they got all types of names for us over there. Walulu, whatever, Akata, they got all types of names for us over there. But y'all come over here and suck white ass the minute you get off the plane. You're the one sucking white dick, not us. Hell, over there. I've been over there. I've seen how y'all act when the white people show up. Who's really thinking like a white person? Y'all the ones. When you see white people come over there with a backpack on, y'all start dancing and cutting a fucking jig. Who really thinks like white people? Y'all are the ones over there with big, giant fucking white Jesus statues. Black Americans ain't doing that shit, not young ones. Who really thinks like white people? Y'all the one over there with white Jesus all over the place. Over there in Kenya, as a matter of fact, there was a white man who was an actor who looked like Caesar Borgia, who Jesus is based off, the image of Jesus, not the real Jesus, but the image of Jesus is based off a white man from Europe. And it was a white man over there in Kenya. They were taking him around to black churches, and the Negroes running around praising a damn a fake Jesus lookalike. Who really thinks like white people? Who really thinks like white people? We see y'all when the white folks show up and y'all be giving your fucking kids to them. Who really thinks like white people? Who really thinks like white people? It ain't foundational black Americans. That's a projection y'all niggas are doing. That is a projection. Y'all got it real bad. Y'all can't wait to get up under some white person and kiss white ass. and go against us and go against other people over there on the continent. That's why things are in shambles now. Y'all should have been linking up over there in Africa while these white supremacists come in running everything, and they are a minority and they can come and run everything over there. All the African nations should have been linking up a long time ago. Y'all won't let Foundational Black Americans in the African Union. So people can miss me with the Wakanda bullshit when they start talking about, you got to go to the motherland. To do what? To have some butter biscuits with Jollof? What are we going over there for? Because ain't nobody talking about no real empowerment. Let's keep it a buck. To go over there and watch motherfuckers with cake soap and fucked up lace fronts talking about where's white zaddy? No. No, we'll have to keep this thing a buck. Until people start saying, hey, we're trying to get some empowerment going on and we want Foundational Black Americans to come over here and join us with getting these white supremacists and some of these other anti-black races out of here, and we're going to give you some land and we're going to fight these fools, that's when y'all can holler at us. Holler at us then. You see? But anyway, man, I said I was going to take calls, but let me get out of here. Let me get some, I got some things popping. I know the Western world is falling. I saw somebody in the chat room. But anyway, man, I thank everybody for listening, man. Again, go to buckbreakingmovie.com. Buckbreakingmovie.com to get Buck Breaking, the number one documentary in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Go to buckbreakingmovie.com. Go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. Go to ogunjuice.com to get your Ogun Juice pepper spray and accessories. And go to officialfba.com to get your t-shirts, to get your flags, to get all your accessories at officialfba.com. You guys have a great week. I will holler at you on Sunday.